Take questions for the two who are ready. So do you think that rule should be changed? If you know, goalie loses the blade like that?
Well, what is the rule?
The rule is blade continues.
Oh, okay, yeah, I was trying to figure that out. But the ref told me that if they would have, you know, seen it, he would have blown it. I was just trying to get his attention there. The ref side the net. But you know, it's just, so I got to change my skates.
How much did that stoppage, while you got your blade changed, help you compose yourself?
I don't know if it helped. You know, I mean, you just, you know, like you know, kind of can make a save, so you're scrambling in there, and then emotions run high. And, you know, I was just trying to get it fixed and get back in there and you know, keep up the play. I don't know if it helped.
Tuukka, where that goal makes it a one-goal game at that point, probably really important for you there not to let that affect you more going forward in the second period.
Yeah, well, that's the biggest thing, you know, for a goalie. In any case, when you let in a goal, you just have to let it go and focus on the next shot. And obviously, when you know that it was kind of a weird play like that, it's tougher to stay focused. But you know, we kept battling, and you know, lucky it didn't make a difference in the game today.
Rick, was that just like a Rick Nash power play goal you got there, just positioned in front of the net?
Yeah, it was going to the net, and you know, goalies are so good now. You have to take their eyes away. You have to get traffic, and I think it tipped off something before it hit my stick. But you know, it was nice. Shot from past to get it through the lane.
Rick, were you getting the chances that you have been getting the last couple of games, finally get two of them, and what can that kind of do for you?
Yeah, it's nice. You know, I've always seemed to be, through my career, it's always seemed like my goals have come in bunches, and you know, the chances were there, which was good. I was playing on the inside. You know, finally I got rewarded tonight.
Can you just kind of talk through how it happened, what you realized it happened, and then just what the emotion is like when you're trying to get their attention, but plays sort of walk through?
Yeah, the D shot the puck. I think he was kind of aiming for the forward stick there, you know, and I don't know if he got a stick on or not, but it hit my skate, and I saw it instantly that my blade's, you know, gone. So then I'm just trying to yell as I'm following the puck. I'm trying to yell for the ref that my blade's off, and I even took a peek, and he just didn't seem to, you know, notice. And then, you know, slap shot coming at you, you're there doing, you know, swimming and just trying to scramble, keep your balance. So but you know, I think your options are, you either just don't say anything and just try to stop the puck, or you try to say something and while you're following the puck. So I took the latter option.
Any regret about throwing the blade?
Well, I didn't throw it at anybody, so, you know.
You were well aware of where people...
Yeah, I mean, if I threw it at somebody, I would like to apologize, but I didn't, so I just wanted to make sure that everybody saw that my blade was off, I guess.
Right. Are you worn those quick-release blades for a long time?
Yeah, probably two years now or something.
Can you go back to the screw?
Probably not. I think, you know, our trainer can put some epoxy on it or something just to make sure that they won't come off, but, you know, it's a tough bounce.
Rick, what was the sense of bench waiver you going through when you saw Tuukka lose his blade there?
Yeah, it was the unknown. I think at the end of the day, one team's going to be upset. You know, if they blow it down, I'm sure Tampa's going to be upset about it. And if they don't, well, that's what happened. So it was just unclear of the rule, and it didn't seem like anyone knew what the right answer was.
Rick, you seemed to got the best of it, kind of a Ranger reunion in front of that net on your first goal. Did you? Playing against those guys and with those guys, did you kind of know where to position yourself or feel comfortable?
Not really. I mean, once the puck's dropped, you don't really know the names on the back of the uniforms, but you know, they're good players, and you know, it's going to be battles in front. That's where I got to get my position to you know, earn my goals.
Rick, you seem to be the only one on the ice who knew that your goal had actually gone in, and seemed like they were a little, you know, slow to blow it there. Did you think it came out, or did you know that second one had went in right away?
Yeah, well, at first I looked at the ref's reaction, and he pointed it was a goal.
Right.
And then we went to the huddle, and Pasta actually told me it didn't go in. It was post. So then it was a whirlwind of a roller coaster of emotions. And then finally it went in. But I was going off the ref's signal.
You celebrated by yourself.
Yeah, I'll celebrate anyways if I can score.
So Tuukka, your understanding was like they just never saw you. They said if they had seen you, they would have blown the play dead.
Yeah, well, I was mad because I was yelling, you know, for many seconds and trying to get the attention, and then obviously, you know, I didn't know what the rule was, and then I asked after, and the other ref just told me that if they would have seen it, they would have blown it. But you know, it was I think after the period when I asked him.
And overall, just the way you came into tonight's game, today's game, whatever. But you seemed very dialed in early, and your teammates spoke to that even in the locker room just now. Describe your mindset after sort of surviving Game 7 and the emotion of that, and being ready for today's game, and how you came out.
Well, I mean, it's a new series, you know. You try to come off, you know, on top of the first game, trying to get the lead. And that's what my focus was. My focus was, like every game, you try to give your team a chance to win, you know. And we knew that they're going to come out hard in the first period. You know, you kind of try to weather the storm and gain the lead, and that's what we did.
Does that speak maybe your playoff experience a little bit, Tuukka, that, you know, no matter what happens in a series, you kind of hit the reset button after that series is over, and, you know, you're starting anew with a new opponent?
Yeah. Every game's a new game. Every series is a new series, and you know, you just, you know, go with the process and the subset. Don't get too high or too low.
Tuukka, I'm sure you appreciate every blocked shot, but when Jake does what he does, first block a shot and then dive to get it out, how did you feel just seeing watching your teammate do that?
No, it was great to see, and it's always, you know, great. You guys sacrifice a lot, you know, put their bodies online, and you know, but you know, you need to do that to win, and. Great to see that it's not just a couple of guys, a lot, you know, everybody stepping up and willing to block shots and pay the price to get the W, and you know, it was, you know, I appreciate it a lot. It's great.
Pasta said it was the new pads and the new gloves that helped you today.
Sure, whatever Pasta says.
Anything else, guys? Good, thanks.
You got it.